Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you remember last week we had a senator from Arizona, Justine Wadsack, who introduced a bill exposing the Supreme Court for telling attorneys if they dare stand up on the behalf of the American people and defending them against big pharma or corruption in government, you just may lose your license. Yes, you heard me right. Okay? Now, we hear this over and over and over again, and I heard it during the break. Okay, this is live radio. And what did we hear? Well, if you endanger any of those airline stewardesses or anybody at the airport, you could go to jail. You could face big fines, tens of thousands of dollars. Well, first of all, folks, is the law on their side? No, it's not. And I'm not talking about advocating violence anywhere. I hate violence. I honestly hate violence. I do. But the fact of the matter is, when you go into the airport, you go through the TSA, through a violation of the Fourth Amendment. By the way, the airplanes or the airports don't have to have TSA. But what do? They do everything that violates the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. It's against the law. So if you go in and you dare make reference to the Bill of Rights, namely the Fourth Amendment, now that's a threat to the TSA. Now, if you haven't seen or been over into Europe, friends, a lot of what's happening here is they're Europeanizing America because it's been going on in Europe a long time. And it's been going on for a very long time. They're trying to implement that stuff here because they want absolute control over the people, okay, with an iron fist, because that's what communists do. And I just heard on the break, right before the show, as they were teeing it up again, the mainstream media, the conservatives, friends, the best that you have, which is not conservatism at all, friends, it's a lack thereof. Read Matthew 5:13. But what do you hear? Well, you know, if you do this to us, this is what we're going to do to you. I mean, look at January 6th. If you dare exercise the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, we're going to throw you in jail. Listen to what's going on. Some people are waiting for the war to start. The war started a long time ago. And again, friends, if you would make reference to the law, you would know who's committing a crime. And it's not the American people that are exercising their God-given right. It's now come to this. When exposing a crime is being treated as if you committed a crime, you know that you are being ruled by criminals. Let me say it again. When exposing a crime is being treated as if you committed a crime, you know that you are being ruled by criminals. That's where things are at. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out. I think everybody can come to the same conclusion. It's interesting, speaking of which, this just came to my aid as I'm revealing this information to you. Isn't it interesting that just last week or the beginning of the week here, we have reports of jury finds pro-life activists guilty after 2020 abortion clinic protest. Do you see what's going on here, friends? You're allowing the totalitarianists, the communists, the minions of the devil to go ahead and enforce no law, but to create policy, call it law, and then attack their political opposition. That's what's happening in America. Hey, folks, the burden of proof is always on them. And I'm talking about all the crimes that are being committed against the people by their said representative government. They cannot prove their position. That's why they use force. And that totalitarian force, friends, and rule of what they call law, is no government at all in this country. It's foreign to the U.S. Constitution in this on so many different levels. Speaking of which, the Constitution, the Word of God first and foremost, and the Constitution is so foreign to the American people that they now believe what their said governors have been doing to them, you, over the last 4 and 5 years, in some cases, magnifying their crimes against you, is actually lawful, when in fact it's not at all. See, this is how foreign the Constitution has become to the American people. Did you know that now, I'm going to show you the video in just a moment here, did you know that they're building a plant, a battery plant, they're calling it a battery plant, under the guise of a battery plant, and the individuals that they're using are, in fact, over 90 Chinese nationalists who have sworn to uphold the CCP. They're putting them in your backyard, friends. They're invading your country. Your borders are wide open. This is, again, the judgment of God upon a rebellious people. Leviticus 26, start in 15. Deuteronomy 28, verse start in verse 15. Go read to the end of the chapter. You'll understand as to where we're at today. But we actually have, let's go to Michigan for a moment. We have a said governor who they want you to believe that the people reelected into office, who made her claims on a Ouija board by establishing subversives in position to war against the people, just like she is. And I'm talking about Gretchen Whitmer. They've even went so far as to create a plot to remove her, the FBI did, and they were busted doing that. That wasn't good enough for the people in Michigan. They're going to go ahead and allow them to re-engage so they can attack again, and rest assured that's what they are doing, as I'm about ready to show you right now as to what is happening. This is in Michigan. This is what's happening in Michigan right now, friends. And what it is a bunch of nationalists coming in from China, coming in from China with Red Army outfits on, swearing to fight for communism as long as they live. And these are the people that they're bringing into Michigan, okay, under the guise of a battery plant. And this is under Gretchen Whitmer, who's been seen with the likes of George Soros' son, who said that Whitmer was doing a good job. No, friends, it's not a good job. It's called treason, Americans. This is the Chinese swearing allegiance before they came to America to the Chinese Communist Party platform. As long as they live, they're going to uphold and fight for communism. They're being imported into America, again, as 90-some nationalists, Chinese nationalists, are being imported into America in your backyard. Now, on top of this, just do your best to forget the 35 jihadi camps. On top of this, just do your best, friends, to ignore the fact that your borders are wide open on the northern end and on the southern end. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm showing people on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I'm showing people right now the 90 Chinese nationalists with their Red Army uniforms on in some parts, stating that they will fight for communism as long as they live, and they're being moved into America, namely in Michigan right now, the heartland, and people need to understand what's happening. They are being imported, not deported. Okay. At the same time, your borders are wide open, and you're seeing who's betraying you. And folks, really what it comes down to is we have betrayed God, and now we're being betrayed. Okay. But I want to say this on the other side of all this as a word of an encouragement to those that are in the fight. All the promises in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. All of his promises are for us and not against us. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble us. Okay? The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to flee before thee seven ways. No weapon formed or fashioned against any one of you should prosper, for your righteousness is of the Lord. Read Psalm 2. The Lord shall laugh upon them and have them in great derision. He'll wax hot upon them. He'll spend his arrows upon them in discomfiting them. Here, let me say it this way, friends. John Calvin was right when he said, all tyrants, and I could go and give you scripture in reference after reference of men that understood because they had their eyes wide open, both good, bad, and ugly. But John Calvin was right when he said, all tyrants who unjustly persecute the church for doing the Lord's will contend with God himself, to whose powers they will find themselves far inferior. Isn't that the history of the church? Absolutely it is. Did you know that Queen Mary of Scots, and I'm talking about Scotland during the times of John Knox. Did you know that she said that she feared the prayers of John Knox more than all the armies of Europe? Oh, my goodness. Wasn't it Whitfield that said, all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction? Is it true? Yes. But also keep in mind, the Lord is judging and raining down judgment upon a people in this country that claim to be something clearly they are not. And if you look at the third commandment, what is it? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach. What does he say right after that? For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. The Lord is not going to bear false witness on the behalf of those that claim to be his when in fact they don't represent him at all. He's going to judge them. He's going to show the world as to who they are and what it is that they are. Okay? All tyrants who unjustly persecute the church contend with God himself, to whose powers they will find themselves far inferior. Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. I'm telling you what, they are, and so is the Holy Ghost bearing witness to this truth. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living power that conquers all that opposes, said Bonaparte. Oh my goodness. I bet Adolf Hitler realizes that, right? The Bushes realize that, the ones that are now in hell where they belong, right? And the Rockefellers that are all in hell right now. Oh, and speaking of which, if I could, may I take a moment and encourage some of the people to understand? As we're being inundated by the conservatives, as they call themselves today, and the Christians of the day, just telling us, friends, what the mainstream media is telling us and parroting everything that they're saying. By the way, I'd caution you about who you listen to. If they're not bringing forth the reference in the Word of God and the Constitution, get away from them. They understand not judgment, and the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment, right? Okay, but this is the point that I want to make. Did you know that over the last 700 years, these group of men that are in power right now, as they want you to believe, they want you to believe that they're much bigger than what they are. They want you to believe that they're much more powerful than what they are. The devil wants you to believe that he is all powerful and he has more power than the living God. Well, I'm telling you right now, for all three of those points that I just made, they are incorrect, and I'm here to prove the point. Over the last 700 years, these same clowns that the American people and people on a global basis continuously bow the knee to for some reason or another. I know that there's a lot of people that are not resistance, because they understand resistance is tyranny or is obedience to tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Forgive me. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That's what the Bible teaches us. But I want you to think about this, because I was thinking about this before the show today. For over 700 years, these same group of people have been trying to establish a global order. And that's all we're hearing from the church in America, the children of the apostate, and today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. That's all we're hearing. The globalists are doing this, and the globalists are doing that, and the globalists are doing this. I'm trying to empower you to stand up against that, because all power has been given unto us in Christ. Luke 10:19. But for 700 years, they've been trying to establish this new world order. Is anybody tracking with me yet? For over 700 years, these clowns, these minions of Satan himself, are trying to establish a global order. Over 700 years, the same sorts of individuals. Here, let me say it again. And if you want to call in and give me the answer, please, I'd greatly appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933. For over 700 years, we have been hearing about how these globalists are going to take over and establish a new world order. And isn't it interesting, just 250 years ago, how the Lord took a seed and he planted them right here in North America and said, now you're going to be called by my name. You are going to be my people. The world is going to recognize you as the light of the world, and you're going to stand up against all of these other individuals that claim to be what they're clearly not. It's happening again. Matter of fact, George Soros even said that the only thing impeding the way of the new global order is America. America, know who you are and act as if you know where you came from, at least. Americans, they can go ahead and blow in the wind all that they want to. And yes, they're doing a lot of wicked things. And yes, the good people, as they call themselves, are failing to deal with the bad people. And yes, they're regrouping to do it again and again and again. But they've been trying to do this for a long time. If people would get their shut the screens off on their television sets and turn off their favorite conservative talking heads that are making millions of dollars off of serving their sponsors, not the people, and get back to the Word of God and have church at home every single day of their lives, I'll tell you what, then I find hope, and I find it in Christ, who is the anchor of our soul. I know a lot of people say, well, Bradley, I've run out of hope. Well, you know what? That's great. So what now? What's your other option? Just to throw your hands up in the air and say, well, I ran out of hope. There's nothing I can do. I'm just going to lay it on the Lord and expect Him to do for me what I'm unwilling to do for myself. That's shameful. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Again, a word of encouragement. There's no worse death than the end of hope. There's no worse death than the end of hope. I say, tie a knot and hang on. Okay? Keep your eyes fixed. It tells us in Psalm 121 that my help cometh from the hills. The Lord never, ever, one time through Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, ever failed His children. He said those that trust in the Lord, they would not be confounded. You keep your eyes fixed on Him. And you keep going on with your bad Christian self. And I'm saying that in youth talk. You keep your hand on that sword. You keep your hand on your shield. You put that armor on. You get in the fight so you can experience the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm seriously having church up in here, and that's all grand. One point before I change topics here. We're at the Minnesota State Fair. We got about 4 days left. We're there till Monday, the end of Monday, 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We thank all those that have come out thus far. We thank the people that have volunteered in helping us in our own backyard because it is a long, long 12 days from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We are at the bottom floor of the grandstand in the state of Minnesota at the Minnesota State Fair, the east end, three rows in. Come out and see us. Take the time to come out and see us. How many of you listen to me? How many times have I been to your state? Well, Bradley, that's too far. Yeah, I know. I mean, I think in Michigan, for example, I was there 46 times in the last 3 years, and we drove every single time. That's a 26-hour round trip. Okay? Come out and say hey. Okay? Minnesota State Fair at the grandstand, bottom floor, east end, third row in. If you want to call in, would love to. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side. I got some stuff I want to show you, folks. Eyes are wide open. Amen. Cool. We'll be right back.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Idalia is now a post-tropical cyclone. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is currently moving toward the east-southeast over the western Atlantic Ocean. President Biden is scheduled to visit Florida tomorrow to survey damage caused by the storm, which hit the state as a Category 3 hurricane. Millions of people will be traveling this holiday weekend. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says in-flight, those who do anything to jeopardize the safety of the crew or passengers will be prosecuted.
No one should do anything that endangers the flight crew or fellow passengers on the plane. And doing so could lead to you being referred for criminal prosecution and facing tens of thousands of dollars in fines.
Gas prices are set to hit record highs this Labor Day weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let's move on to the next topic here, okay? yeah, I see it. Thanks, Tim. I see what you're sending me over really quick. I want you to see this. My goodness, this is fantastic. Folks, it literally, just to kind of... you know, the word transparent is out there, but they're not transparent. But I'm probably to the point where I don't need to be as transparent, but I am anyways. And I want to be that way. Jesus did everything in the light, and so should we. I want you to listen to this really quick. Because I seen someone post this the other day, and it's exactly right. It's idolatry to the max. I added to it. And the post went... like this. In order to find the God that made man, you have to stop following the God, lowercase g, that man made. That's right. Let me say it again. In order to find the God that made man, you have to stop following the God that man made. And I got to tell you, friends, again, and I've seen it again today, and I wanted to just share it again. Please take these videos and share them with your friends. If people are still stuck on the options that they have been given for the next presidential, options that have been given to them, by the way, put that up against 2 Chronicles 19:2. We're supposed to have no part with the lesser of two evils. And if you look at the options that you have on ballotpedia.com, there's over 900 to 1,000 at this point presidential candidates that you never heard of. And this is the power of illegal censorship right there. The only ones that you're given as options right now are Donald Trump. They're already putting him back in that place, friends. Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Yet you have 900 to 1,000 different options. Ballotpedia.com. The way people in the conservatives that I was telling you about earlier, I get inundated with about 200 to 300 emails every single day. You know what 99.9% of all of those emails are? You think what they call the left is out there to attack and to tear you down and to indoctrinate you with all this propaganda? Oh, no, 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 friends. You haven't seen anything yet until you see all of these emails promoting Donald Trump, defending Donald Trump. That's why I'm telling you, the problem isn't what you call the left. The problem is what you call the right, because they're not doing their job. The right is what you call the left. The right today is what you call the left. So, folks, that's why I say today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Absolutely. Look at the lawlessness. They're implementing upon the people. It didn't come from Joe Biden. Everybody's blaming Joe Biden for the vaccines and calling forth lockdowns, and the gist goes on. Wait a second. It was Donald Trump that did that. This is how people are so confused and desensitized into believing that Donald Trump is really out there to make America great again. Not even close. He's the one that started all of this. And they did it under the guise of someone that was making America great again. Of course, Satan himself transforms himself as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. And this is why the Lord tells us to judge them by their fruit. Okay, so I want to show you a couple things. Don't turn the channel yet. Idolater, I'm doing you a favor. And I want to say this again. There's not just two options, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. No, there's 900 to 1,000 different options that are being censored by the mainstream media that you, again, say you don't believe. But when you sit there and go back to Donald Trump or Joe Biden, which I've not seen Joe Biden. I think I've seen one or two stickers. Right, and to suggest that he's in power because 80 million people voted him in. Yeah, okay. Nobody believes that. But for you to go back to Joe Biden and Donald Trump shows you how ignorant you really truly are. Everybody's complaining about the establishment, but yet they keep playing the games that the establishment continuously rolls out for them to play. Read Ephesians 4:14. I want to show you something, and I'm going to show you a couple videos, so hold up with me and be patient with me on this. And again, I want you to see this as to what it is and what this is all about. This is what you're going to see here is Donald Trump endorsing Klaus Schwab. Okay, this is right before the pandemic, and I want you to see this. Check this out.
Why is it better to be here in Davos than in Washington, D.C.?
Well, we're here meeting with world leaders, the biggest...
We're here meeting with world leaders.
Tremendous business in the United States, and they're all here to see. I'll be making a speech, and then we'll be leaving shortly. But I think it's very important. The other's just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years. It's disgraceful, but we look forward to being here. Klaus has done a fantastic job. Biggest companies in the world, the biggest
companies in the world. This is before the pandemic.
For the benefit of the United States. We look forward to the meetings.
Okay, and then right away a softball was thrown to Donald Trump about climate change. That's what a useful idiot is. Okay, they're not real questions. They're softballs, and what they're doing is they're teeing up, and these said representatives in government know all the well that these useful idiots in the media are never going to ask them anything outside of what is already scripted. Okay, I just wanted you to see that. Now, what I want you to see here is Klaus Schwab being exposed for who he is.
Hitler. Basically, he came at a time of crisis, an economic crisis. He rose out of that crisis. Hitler, believe it or not, then proceeded to, out of that crisis, take control of the government, the schools, the media. He took over the medical industry. He took over the science industry, again, the education, all of it. He took over the transportation industry. And then he began to promise everybody utopia, a thousand-year Reich, if you let him do this new regime, this new Third Reich. And then he even promised people that he was, believe it or not, this is in print, that he was going to get rid of pollution. He was going to save the animals.
Same thing as climate change.
He promised the world the utopia and all that stuff. If your listeners and viewers are paying attention, all that I just described is exactly what Klaus Schwab is bringing to the planet. All he did was take the Third Reich and changed it and called it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. You need to call it for what it is. It's the Fourth Reich. This is what this guy is up to, and this is the missing piece that people need to get.
Okay, Hitler, so you're just seeing Donald Trump praising Klaus Schwab. This was before the pandemic. And now what I want you to see is also the same guy that they're offering back to the people that didn't learn the first time around. You know, let me stop right there. Is everybody complaining about lockdowns? Is everybody complaining and highlighting the fact that a lot of people were duped into taking these, not a lot, but some people were duped into taking these experimental jabs and they're no longer with us anymore? Is anybody out there paying attention to the fact that everybody's calling for justice upon the heads of Anthony Fauci? Anybody angry with the way that the airlines treat the people in transportation, buses, trains, and the list goes on concerning how they were treating the people during the pandemic because everything was being ruled by force during that time? Can I ask you something? Where did it start? So you're complaining, and I'm talking to the guilty idolaters here, Acts 12:22, read it when you get a moment. So you're complaining about everything that Donald Trump started and opened the door to. And pay attention to the fact that all the governors, I don't care what their unconstitutional party affiliation was, they all fell in line instantaneously, every single one of them. Who started it? Donald Trump. So you're complaining about Donald Trump, and then you're believing by the media, the mainstream media, the mockingbird media, and the useful idiots, that the only options that you now have are Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Again, consider the source. Who told you that? Did you know that Donald Trump, because many people right now are also talking about 15-minute cities. You guys heard of this? This is insane. They're going to try to drive everybody out of the country and move them in to 15-minute cities. Guess whose idea that was? Donald Trump's. And I want to show you something here, and I want you to listen carefully. First, listen to it come out of his own mouth. Okay, this is what, by the way, this is what conservatives should be doing. This is what the church should be doing. But the problem is there's so many professors that are do-gooders out there that are feeding off the lies of the mainstream media, and they actually think that they're doing a service to the people. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Nothing could be further from the truth because good men do not allow or tolerate evil in any sense of the word. Okay? Let's listen to Donnie about these freedom. Notice the words. It's always backwards concerning what it is that they're trying to sell you. Donald Trump is a scam. He is a devil. He's more frightening than an Obama. Why? Because he is more deceptive in the way that he functions in deceiving people. And why is he deceiving people? Because he himself is deceived. Okay. Hey, Donald. Riches deliver, if not in the day of judgment. Don't forget that. Look at this.
Actually build new cities.
Build new cities,
again.
He said.
These freedom cities
freedom
will
cities.
Reopen the frontier, reignite American imagination, and give hundreds of thousands of...
And hundreds and thousands of young people. Notice that, older generation.
Young people and other people... All hard-working families, a new shot at home ownership, and in fact...
A new shot at home ownership, in fact, the American dream. Wait a second, Americans were already living that dream. Who's he talking to? Could it be all of those illegals that he didn't prevent from coming in because he didn't build the wall the way that he promised to? But again, I'm just highlighting the fact this is the guy they're selling to the American people again as the presidential candidate for the unconstitutional Republican Party. And who's the other one? The one that everybody hates. Which one do you think they're going to pick? Same thing with Hillary Clinton, my goodness, friends. 900 to 1,000 other presidential candidates, and these are the only clowns in the circus of politics that you're hearing from. All cameras on the two clowns they're selling to you. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Just online right now, just had food for thought, and I'm doing a Google search on my name and one of my articles, and it's pretty much almost all expunged. This is the first sign. I mean, we've seen other signs, but this is the first push to really take over this country. And how are they doing it? Through censorship, suppression. Now, when it goes back to what I was talking about during the end of the last segment, Donald Trump. Folks, everything's right in front of you. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on him, but I'm here to tell you there's 900 to 1,000 other presidential candidates, and the only ones that you're hearing about is the dog and the pony show, the clowns in the circus of politics, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden. When is America going to learn? They're tired of the establishment, but they keep playing the same games. I want you to watch this. This is Donald Trump selling 15-minute cities to the American people. And, of course, as long as he says he's making America great again, and those blind and deceived fools, Jeremiah 5:21, that continuously follow him right into the hell that he's creating in this country, well, you deserve exactly what you get. But for those that have their eyes wide open, we see him for who he is, and we're going to resist. And we're going to say nope, and we're going to do our best to reprove the works of darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and and that's exactly what we're doing. People need to wake up. I want you to check this out again. I'm going to play the duration of it, and I'll do my best to hold up on just that.
We'll actually build new cities in our country again. These freedom cities will reopen the frontier, reignite American imagination, and give hundreds of thousands of young people and other people, all hardworking families, a new shot at home ownership and, in fact, the American dream. Another big opportunity is in transportation. Dozens of major companies in the United States and China are racing to develop vertical takeoff and landing vehicles for families and individuals. Just as the United States led the automotive revolution in the last century, I want to ensure that America, not China, leads this revolution in air mobility. These breakthroughs can transform commerce, bring a giant infusion of wealth into rural America.
Yeah, yeah, he's selling you lies is what he's doing, friends.
Ways. Likewise, through our strategic national manufacturing initiative, which is going to be very big and very, very successful, we will turn forgotten communities into hives of industry, producing the goods we will no longer import from China. We will also have a major initiative on lowering the cost of living with a special focus on lowering the cost of a new car and lowering the cost to build a single car.
See, now everything that you heard from this bad, bad narcissistic con man is everything that people want to hear. But, you know, here's the thing. There's no truth in anything he said to you. Just like there's no truth in anything he sold to you on the campaign trail the first time around. He did the opposite of what he said he was going to do. I mean, insanity. And there's people that are still sitting there with their eyes closed, acting as if what he's saying to them is actually true. No, it's not true. It's not true at all. What's happening right now is you are being invaded under the guise of all of these promises that don't actually exist. The opposite of what he's telling you is the truth of the matter. Oh, this is true. What I'm telling you right now, this is true. I just seen a video of an individual highlighting 15-minute cities for what they are. And I want you to see this because, again, what Donald Trump told you and the facts are two different stories. You ready for this? But they are planning this, friends. They are planning this. There's no question about it. And listen to how they want to build these freedom cities, as Donald Trump called them. You ready for this? Check this out.
Districts where your building is going to have 500 or 600 units for living, then it's going to have office space, then it's going to have retail, all in the same building. Meanwhile, it's only going to have a few parking spaces. They're literally putting huge signs in the streets, and they all look exactly the same, and it says City of Toronto Rezoning, and they are all identical. You'll see a building that was there previously getting torn down, and you're going to see what they call a mixed-use development, and it has residences on top, office buildings and retail in the middle and the bottom,
and
almost no infrastructure for parking. There's not even enough parking for the people living there. You're supposed to live upstairs, work somewhere in the building, go to the gym or your Starbucks or your grocery store, everything in the building. So basically, you're living on lockdown your entire life, just like they wanted you to do with COVID. Remember with COVID when you were on lockdown and they said you couldn't go more than 5 kilometers away from your house? Well, if you don't have a car, guess what? You're never going to go more than 5 kilometers away from your house. And that's what the 15-minute city is designed to do.
You know, I just want to say this really quick again, friends. We're just exposing it for what it is. Also keep in mind, not only is he selling 15-minute cities, but you better know that if he gets back into office, they're going to re-engage again in some sort of tyranny concerning what it is when it comes to COVID-19, okay? Because not enough people went along with it, okay? That's the problem they're having. I'm not sure this guy. You guys probably all know who he is. The show host, I can't stand the man. I don't even know his name. That's how much TV I don't watch, and I haven't watched in 23, 24 years. But this other guy's name is Russell, and I think he's really saying some good things here. I know he's a comedian. I don't know a whole lot about him, but I do want to say what he said here was fantastic concerning what it is this whole COVID narrative, who's profited from it, who's become billionaires, so on and so forth. Keep in mind, Donald Trump is the one that opened the curtains to all of this. And I want you to listen carefully to this one as well, friends, because he's got a lot of good points. And he's spot on with what he's saying here. Check this out.
Out of respect for you and your show, I've got some facts.
He said, I have a lot of respect for your show, but I brought the facts this time. That's right, because this guy right here is a propagandist. Is exactly what he is. Listen to what he has to say.
I wouldn't have mentioned it. I'm English and you know that politeness is our fundamental religion. The pandemic created at least 40 new big pharma billionaires, pharmaceutical corporations like Moderna.
Okay, so the pandemic created 40 new billionaires in the pharmaceutical companies, okay, like Moderna and Pfizer.
Moderna and Pfizer made $1,000 in profit every second from the company.
They made $1,000 profit every second off of this pandemic, okay.
COVID-19. Vaccine. More than two-thirds of Congress received campaign funding.
Okay, more than two-thirds of Congress received campaign funding from pharmaceutical companies.
From pharmaceutical companies in the 2020
election.
Chairman Albert Baldwin told Time magazine in July 2020 that his company was developing a COVID vaccine for the good of humanity, not for money. And of course, Pfizer made $100 billion.
Pfizer made $100 billion in profit in 2022. Okay. Oh, by the way, the profit came from them stealing your money and then taking that money and then making it profits to Big Pharma because your said representatives stole your money and gave it to them under the guise of a pandemic. I want to make clear you understand what's going on here, okay? They emptied the coffers, friends, and gave it to their friends over at the pharmaceuticals.
Profit right. In 2022. Right. And may I just mention that finally, and this is also a fact, that you, the American public, funded the development of that. The German public funded the BioNTech vaccine. When it came to the profits, they took the profits. When it came to the funding, you paid for the funding.
I will just add one thing. It is possible that these are greedy capitalists who made a lot of money, yes. And also there are a lot of people who did need the vaccine and would be dead without it.
That is
true, too.
Bill, all I'm clear is this.
Yes.
Is if you have an economic system in which pharmaceutical companies benefit hugely from medical emergencies, where a military industrial complex benefits from war, where energy companies benefit from energy crises, you are going to generate states of perpetual crisis.
Yes.
But in terms of ordinary people...
A perpetual crisis. Now, can somebody tell me this guy's name? I know he's a propagandist. I've seen enough stuff on him, and he's froward. He's obstinate to the facts. And you can see him falling in line right now with his sponsors by trying to justify what the pharmaceutical company's done and have done to the people on a global basis. And yet this Russell guy's on the other side calling him out for who he is. And you hear this show host continuously trying to shut down this guy that's telling the truth. Did you hear the response of the people? Were the people confirming in the affirmative on the behalf of what this Russell guy was saying? Yes, they were. Folks, you have to understand that this is a minority of the people using the mainstream media to belittle the masses who stand in contrast to the agenda. When the American people figure that out, that the power is within their hands and within themselves to resist this kind of stuff, it can no longer go on. It's the American people that have to stand up and deal with these criminals for what they have been perpetuating and illegally implementing upon the people, not by voluntary delegated authority from the people because we want it. They've been doing it through policy, which undermines the Constitution, and they've done this by force. That is not American government. And by the way, you don't have to force people to take something that they know is good for them. But that's never been what any of this pandemic has been about. Folks, our eyes are wide open here, and I hope that yours are now as well. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll talk to you in 23.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.